So I originally wanted to be a high school teacher. Nature, biology were things that really interested me, and I thought that passing that on to future generations seemed like a really great idea. I went to the University of Pittsburgh because they had a program in biology and ecology that I could do and then get my teaching certificate right after that. So about halfway through undergraduate, though, something in me changed. I was doing research at the time. I loved it. I was looking at grad students and thought, you know, that actually looks like a pretty good life. And so I figured that I wanted to be a professor. And so in order to be a professor, you have to go to grad school. And in order to go to grad school, you have to take the GREs. So something I haven't told a lot of people, so let's disclose to a room of strangers. I missed my first scheduled GRE. Missed it. I was a senior in college, and I drove out to the suburbs of Pittsburgh to go to some testing facility in some strip mall that didn't exist. I don't know what happened. I got the address wrong. This is before I had a smartphone. I couldn't Google it. I couldn't ask Siri, who wouldn't have helped me. So I just missed it. But I used the opportunity to kind of think maybe this is a sign that I should take a year off. A lot of people take a year off between undergraduate and graduate school. And so I was working in a pulmonary lab at the time. They said they'd keep me on while I figured things out. So that's exactly what I did. I started looking at grad schools based on what I wanted to do. Conservation biologist, wanted to do something in that realm, but I paid no attention to region. And that's what we're supposed to do, right? This is a thing in the field. You don't pay attention to where you're going to go. It's just not what you do. You go for the program. Actually, if you stick around somewhere, that's frowned upon. So I looked everywhere, and I would have loved to have stayed in Pittsburgh. I had a great program there, a great thing, but that's not what you do. So I successfully took the GREs and then applied to programs all over the country and ended up in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, you can probably tell by the way I speak, I am a proud Northeasterner by attitude and a West Central Pennsylvanian by heritage. And so, needless to say, the South was never really on my radar. And that's not to say anything bad about the South at all. I ended up actually really loving it there. But it wasn't something I thought about. And the South is different. People are friendlier. They are less blunt, which is probably a good thing for me. I can be kind of brash at times. The pace is slower, and it is hot there. Oh, it is so hot there. And there are a lot less, at least where I was, there were a lot less single people in their 20s, which kind of ended up being important. But anyway, so I left. I left my family, I left my friends, and I left a significant other. And the family thing, I was okay with. I was very close with my family. I'm incredibly close with my family now, that some of them are in the audience. But I knew I'd be coming back for these extended breaks over Christmas or over summer after my field season, so I'd see them. Friends, I had left friends for college and kept close with people I really cared about, so Memphis wouldn't be any different. And as for the significant other, well, people do long distance all the time, so it would totally work. After about a year of being in grad school, another thing, telling a room full of strangers, I wanted to go home. And it wasn't because of grad school, really. It wasn't a professional thing. My research was going really great. I had a professor who basically gave me complete autonomy, and I did really well with that, actually. And classes were going really great as well. It was a personal thing. I missed my family a lot. I am the youngest of a few siblings. I have nieces and nephews, and I was missing them grow up, like missing major parts of their lives. I didn't really realize how much it would bother me not being able to go to the most, what before seemed like not meaningless, but the most minuscule family gathering, just not being able to do any of that because of distance. I remember one time specifically getting an invitation from my sister-in-law, one of my sister-in-laws, to one of my nephew's birthday parties. And it basically said, so you're invited, everything. And down at the end, it said, P.S., we know that you can't come logistically, but we wanted to invite you to make you feel included, which is great and also terrible. I missed my friends, and not in the way I missed specific people, which I did, of course, but I really missed those bonds that I formed with people. I had a great roommate in grad school, and we're still close today, and I made a really good friend that first year, but it just wasn't the same. No matter how many amazing people I was surrounded with, I still really felt alone. I remember talking to a really great childhood friend at the time, and who had landed himself in somewhat a comparable situation. And I asked him, I said, how'd you deal with it? How'd you deal with feeling alone all the time? And he said, well, it gets better. Oh, geez, I hope so. And at the time, it didn't really help either, because I would go on Facebook and see him and a bunch of my other friends partying or having a bonfire or doing some random Children of the Corn reenactment. And so it just, that didn't help either. And my relationship faltered. The distance wasn't good. We didn't make things work. And we had been rocky for a while, and it wasn't that unexpected. But it still, it didn't help things. And the worst part is, and I actually just thought of this the other day, she had planned to come down and visit me and surprise me and told me this after we broke up. I didn't like the part of town I lived in. I didn't really like Memphis. It was this perfect storm of crap. And so my parents got wind of this. I'm not a very outwardly emotional person, tonight aside. But they got wind of this, and they told me that if you want to come home, you can. No one will think any less of you. They won't, my family won't, my friends won't, which is completely true. 100% true. But I would. So there was no way that I was going home. And not because I didn't want to live with my parents or be close. None of that. It was a personal thing. And partly this kind of self-guilt thing I have as well. So like I said, I'm the youngest, three older brothers, much older, very well accomplished, families, all that. I remember specifically a time when I was younger. So we were all Eagle Scouts. And I remember when they got theirs before I did, the age thing. And my parents specifically told me, they said, you don't have to do this because they did. We want you to do this because you want to. And I did. I really did. I really wanted to. But I'm also...